Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And tonight we have a special guest again. Miss Margot's back with us, the phone reader. And hello, Margot, how are you?
Oh, I am near perfect. How are you doing? I always say, what's shaking, bacon?
Not much. Just chilling with the wind, man.
I like that.
Yeah. So you've had a busy week, I understand.
Oh, my gosh. It has been blissfully busy. Blissfully busy. I was on a couple of radio stations and just, of course, at Dragon Horse Studio.
Uh-huh.
And East Tawas and everything and traveling. And next week I'm going to be going to Indiana.
Indiana.
Yes,
so you've been doing radio all week, huh?
Yes.
All right.
It's a way to connect to people.
That's fantastic. Well, I would like to know if you would like to take a few readings and give a little bit of information about yourself first.
I sure do. Sure will. I'm known as Indian Spiritual Reader. I'm a clairvoyant medium. I pick up on other people's energy from across. I have clients all the way from Singapore and Germany. And I'm known as the bone reader, I should say, because I cast down animal bones and stones on beaver skin. I worked with the Birmingham Police Department and the Battle Creek Police Department on missing people's cases. And that's what I do for a living.
And that's phenomenal. That's
yep.
That's a lot of big helping there, girl.
Yes. Thank you.
Man, let me give out the toll-free numbers, the Canada number, and the direct line number, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
The toll-free number is 877-876-5227 to BBS Radio, and the USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. And Miss Margot is willing to give any readings. I'll be giving any readings if you will.
Yeah, we
can read together. We can bounce back and forth. We pick up what we pick up on a person.
Definitely. If you have a quick question or anything like that, I can pick up on your energy and what's going on, what is to transpire. And you can also visit my website, which is www.thebonereader.com.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being on the air with me tonight on such short notice.
Oh, Kathy, you're wonderful. I wanted to go check out your MySpace and everything and your website, and it's just beautiful. I was like, oh, that's who I'm talking to.
Yeah, that's me.
It's always good to connect to face.
So, if you pick up anything on anybody in the BBS radio or anybody or anywhere, or if you just feel like just talking about what you're picking up on, go right ahead and just throw it on out there.
Okay. Well, definitely what I'm picking up on is around you, and I know that you had a daughter that had a wedding and everything, and I was telling her, I said, what a beautiful thing. It shows me that there's three children and her lifeline, and I wanted to introduce you to that there's three children.
That's right. I have three.
Yeah. The Ten of Bears comes up, and that means compassion for family, or connection with family, and rebounding with family. That means pulling everyone together, healing. Right? It means the inner power within yourself that you're able to calm down tigers and bears and your mishaps from your past life, but you're able to bring that energy to positive with your family. Okay,
hello.
Great.
Yeah, hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's speaking?
This is Jackie.
Jancy?
Jackie with a J.
Hey.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. And I don't have a specific question. I just thought I'd keep it open and see what you see for me.
Yep, what the energy and everything that I'm picking up on. Well, there's three things. One thing, it shows me that you're going to be going on a journey, a vacation. A higher education comes up around you also. You also have the chief, which represents you as a spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
The chief is giving you a lot of information. It shows me that you're learning how to stand strong and on your own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to pull you out sometimes to go out and do things.
Mm-hmm.
That you shouldn't be hesitant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you procrastinate about things. But it also shows me two marriage rings, either a breakup, divorce, separation, or an engagement before. But it has two marriage rings around you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that from my past?
Yes.
Okay. That's true. I've been married twice.
Yes.
I was hoping to marry three times, though I don't know.
Well, when you have the chief represents that somebody is coming, and the chief represents that you are learning how to stand up on your feet first, that you are letting go of negative people, negative thoughts. No more liars, takers, cheaters.
Right on. I'm all with you on that. Are we still on the line?
I'm here. I think I don't know where Margo went. Miss Margo, are you there? Chancy?
Jackie is here, but I don't know. Yeah.
And we're back. Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. Sometimes that happens.
Okay. This is Jackie. I'm still here.
Oh, great.
Okay. Were you able to hear the last part about you being the chief, learning how to stand up on your own two feet?
Yes.
Inner empowerment and everything? Yes.
Yes. I tend to be a caretaker, and when someone falters, I'm there to lift them up, and I find that people take advantage of me, and I'm getting very tired of it. It's
I'll
like they want to stay in my life.
You're hypersensitive to a fault.
Pardon?
You're hypersensitive.
Yes, I am. So,
but it also represents, you know, when you have the chief that's beside you, this is representing you, that you're done with liars, takers, cheaters, con artists, people taking your kindness as a weakness. So right now you're strengthening yourself before somebody else comes in. This process is taking another 5 to 6 months before somebody else is coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I hope I'll be ready by then, but I'm sure I will because I'm kind of getting, you know, how you can get tired of people, I don't know, the wrong persons in your life. So
right.
Yeah.
And this is a lot with trust in yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
And who you should allow in, and trust in your vibrations, and not letting anybody take from you. When you see the red flag, don't think it's a pretty red flag. Think of it as, you know what, I need to speak up and say something. I'm uncomfortable about this, or I need to bring it to someone's attention.
I take it as a challenge. Like, it presented itself to me. Now I need to be part of working it out. But then I find out it's really the other person's challenge, too.
Right.
And I could have, like, avoided a lot of pain if I just kind of, you know, said, well, maybe that one's not for me.
Right. And then, again, that's trust in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you take until you can't take anymore, and then you lash out into saying things that you don't mean to say?
No, I'm very careful about that, but I find myself kind of distancing myself.
So you distance yourself instead?
Yeah, I move away.
Right. That was the hibernation that I was telling you about, that when you are hibernating yourself,
mm-hmm.
and instead of speaking up and out, you know what, this is causing a problem, or I have an issue with this. This is your throat chakra that needs to speak up and out,
mm-hmm.
for yourself. So this is a process that you're learning, that you're not, somebody is to take care of you also, is to be balanced.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely hibernating right now.
Yes.
I've left the relationship, and I'm, you know, sort of back on my own turf, and I'm being rejuvenated because my own place I find very wonderful. And so I'm trying not to feel responsible for him is the position I'm in right now.
Right.
Is that
girlfriend? It sounds like you're trying to get to know yourself all over again. You're shedding your skin. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm getting my sea legs, my ground legs back. You know.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, good for you. Great.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you too.
Calling.
All right. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye bye.
Okay, Margo, that was really great.
Yeah, you know, it just sounds like she's doing, like I said, a lot of clearing of the hibernation. It is so important for us, men, women, children, to really pull back and say, okay, what is it that I want? What is it that I don't want in life? And refining ourselves.
Yeah,
and that's what she's doing.
I tend to take till I can't take anymore, and then I just go lashing out. That's why I was asking her if she did that. I was wanting
right.
to see if she, because I just go, whoa, I can't take it anymore. Almost like I've been pushed into a corner.
Right. And at times, that's not always good. At times that we
need... Oh, it's not good at all. I'm working on that.
Right. That we need to speak up and say, you know what, these are my boundaries. This is what I want, and this is what I don't want.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, good evening. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Kathy and Margo.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hello, Margo.
Yes, I was wondering if she sees anything for me changing during this year for relationship or financial, issues that I've been struggling with.
Well, two things come up around you. One thing is the calling. It shows me a higher position, a revamping and job position comes up where there's more of an increase that you might have to fight for the battle and what you need to be doing. Another thing is the Nine of Wands. This means that you've already healed your own self, that you've already a caregiver to yourself, that you've licked your own wounds. It shows me that somebody is coming in, but it's not towards the end of the year, beginning of next year of 2009, where somebody else is coming more in prominent into your life. Finances is actually going to be more excellent for you at the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. And this person that's coming around is permanent. They're very outgoing. They tell it like it is. They're a straight shoot right from the hips. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. It's very comfortable, relaxing, down-to-earth person.
Are they more like international, or do you got a sense on that?
No, it shows me that they're actually from two cities away, more towards the northeast of you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right then, and being here in Florida, with all the storms around the world, the cyclones and stuff, is this something Florida could be in store for a rough hurricane season or anything there going on?
Well, this is going to be actually around September and August time that there is going to be not as quite as much as it was before. This shows me about three things that come up as the hurricane seasons, but everyone's forewarned in enough time. I feel like a lot of them are skirting out, going into a different direction. And that's
okay.
Because a lot of it is with the climate change and stuff.
Yes.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, and one other thing, with Bush, finishing up his term here, saying that he still hasn't left his mark and he still has more work to do. Do you see the United States going under any kind of martial law or anything that he tries to pull to keep the power that he has and call off the elections, anything?
You know, no. I feel that actually people are going to be dwizzling him off, fading him out, and everyone's ready nationwide for something that's new, rejuvenating. For the whole economy. That, yes, he might say he's leaving his mark or he hasn't left his mark enough. He actually has. So I feel that it is time and due for a change.
Oh, yeah. I think he's destroyed
definitely.
This country enough, but
yep.
It scares me when he starts talking like that and you know, planning Iran or whatever he's doing.
Right.
I mean,
well, he's the bear warrior, and the bear warrior represents ego. It's all about ego with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, I don't know how, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy how these people can become president and they have no business being there. But hopefully people wake up to this and take back this country because it's worth fighting for, but you got to get
right.
up and do something.
You know, and it's happening, especially with the year 2012 that's coming. Everyone's ready for a change with their spirituality, with their religion, with the economics, with government. It is time for a change. So
yeah.
It is all being plateaued out and then slowly diminishing where somebody else is coming in and saying, okay, this is what needs to be done, making a healthier environment, making it more monotone for everyone.
Okay. Okay, with the price of oil and food inflation, do you see riots this summer in the United States over food?
No, I don't see any riots. I see everyone learning how to compromise and not surviving on the big three. Not surviving, learning how to survive on one another, being more friendly or open, learning how to survive on small mom and pop shops.
Yes.
And that comes within the next 3-year process.
Okay. So this is just something that, you know, you have to go through, but in the end, you know, it's going to be better, but people have to change and be more responsible for themselves, right?
Right, and for one another. And I think that is the whole thing. It's
not just
responsible for self, but for one another. You know what? To really look at everything as a more open mind, nurturing the earth, Mother Earth, and helping out one another.
Yeah, like turning off the TV and getting close to your neighbors and just...
Oh, yeah. I always say, you know, we never had any problems with ADD, HIV before because our kids were out in the field playing or working. They had no electronic games or anything.
Oh, yeah, it's just a
bump. And now everyone's learning how to... everyone has to learn how to disperse their energy.
Yeah,
thank you for calling. We got to take some calls.
Okay, thank you.
I hate to cut you short.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, Margo, I'm going to give out the number so that we can get some call-ins.
Yeah.
The number is 877-876-5227, and the USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, with Miss Margo, the Bone Reader, on bbsradio.com. And we're ready to take any calls that come in. And thank you, Jim and Jane, for calling in so far. And Margo, thank you for what you began to tell me about my daughter and the bear, which I call my son Sue Bear. He's the third of my child.
Okay.
And, yeah, so... That was really excellent what you were just speaking of with Jim. He sounded y'all covered a lot of grounds there.
Well, you know, the whole environment is just changing, and it's in order for things to change, some things need to fall. And, you know, it's just a whole process of life and trusting and getting out there a little bit more, and that's what everyone's starting to do.
Yeah, and it seems like he was changing as well. I was picking up that he was in a complete different change as well.
Yes.
And also with you, you're in a very strong hello. Was there a caller?
Yes, how are you?
Hello, you're on the air. Who's speaking?
This is Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Annabelle. Hi, I want to know, what is coming the next month for me?
Okay. It shows me that love and awakening is coming to you. More passion. A passage of time is also about you. This means that you are in a contemplation, learning how not to worry or stress anymore, allowing love and compassion back in. I love how kind you are. I love how... you're out there for other people, and now it's for self. So now you have the awakening that you're ready for relationships, you're ready for with men, women, new friendships, and also love to enter back into your life.
When? Which month?
This shows me within the next 2 months.
The next 2 months. Do I know this person? Is he from United States?
Nope, you do not know this person at all. He has dark hair. The letter B and R comes up around his name.
B and R, okay. And as far as it goes with work, where do you see me? I'm not working. I'm a little bit struggling with that. I'm doing my best. What do you recommend me?
Well, you have the Raven that's coming in. Shows me that you're learning about management with money and your finances. The Raven shows me that there is a new opportunity. It's only part-time, though, and that's coming up within the short time, within the next 3 weeks. But it's
okay.
Only part-time if it's temporarily. And it's fine for right now until you get by for no new opportunities.
And do you see me living here in the United States?
That shows me within the next year you will.
Okay. Oh, you've been so great. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All the best.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
That's
so great to share everyone's energy that you have this show that just to go nationwide and everything. So that's a blessing that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love having other people on, you know, to share, you know, the callers and be able to share their gifts with as well, because, you know, it's people like you that make it go round.
Thank you.
And it's BBS Radio that puts us out there in the communication waves.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was going to say, your temperament, I do temperament and personality readings a lot, you know, instead of, I was just going to say, you have a beautiful aura of blue around you.
Thank you. I like that.
You do. It was a purpley color last week. It's more blue this week.
That means I'm opening up my chakras, my voice chakras. Yeah.
I see. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
You had a question?
Can I get a reading, please?
Mm-hmm. And you want to know what's just coming up in general?
Yeah, I guess so. That would be good.
Okay, Mr. Joe, I have to say, stop procrastinating, for one thing. You get these things and projects all lined up and everything, and you got great ideas, things that need to be patented. It shows me inventions and everything, but then you hesitate. You start projects, and then you hold yourself back. You have the wolf matriarch that's around you also. This means a spiritual guide, a woman that is guiding you spiritually. She's on your left side. She's going to send out emotions, but she's here to re-strengthen you.
Okay. Do you know who this person is?
It just shows me as a spirit guide, a teacher. The only thing that comes out in her name is A-N-N-I-S-H. I want to say Q-U-A. Anishika is her name. And she comes as a teacher, as a spirit guide around you.
Okay.
Yes, very nice. Stop procrastinating, though. You got great ideas and plans.
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't do what you really want to do.
Well, you know, and that's trusting yourself that you are able to do what you want to do. It's just
wish
trusting
I could.
That...
I wish I could. I would be a god, but, you know, you know, I have ideas, but, you know, they're only ideas, you know.
But those are messages at times that you are to start with small steps and everything. It shows me two prominent buffaloes that are around you. And this, when you have two prominent buffaloes, they're trying to edge you with one step at a time for a business owner, entrepreneurship, business ideas, inventions that come up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What about, I guess most people want to know is, as far as money and, I don't know, what else? Is there going to be anyone special coming up for me? A woman
or
anything?
As in for money and everything, it shows me at a standstill. There's none extra coming in, there's none extra coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This also represents that you are a wolf dancer. The wolf dancer represents to take back control. there's somebody that's coming up, and it shows me that they're a little bit older than you. They come up as an Eagle Patriarch. But yes, that's coming too. Okay?
Okay, and I don't know, what else I was thinking? As far as, I guess, in general, I don't know how to explain. Do you think things are getting a lot worse? Because it seems like they are. And do you think as far as preparations? Because I like to, you know, like you said, I think as far as trying to place things in, you know, in future reference, you know, as far as economy and everything else, jobs and everything, try to be prepared. I don't like to be surprised and everything. Like your opinion as far as within 3-4 months, what do you see?
Well, you have the sacred hoop and the shaman, so that it shows me higher spirituality, more growth, and also that a lot of things are going to be clearing up for you economically. It just shows me that you went down a slide down or in a turmoil of winter blues and everything, but that is a healing time for you. So economically, everyone's going to be recuperating. It's going to take about 3 to 4 years, but for you personally, things are clearing up within the next 5 months that you'll see more coming in. Right now, it's just being balanced.
Yeah, just trying to get by like everybody else. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well,
appreciate
thank you, too. God bless.
For calling.
Okay,
bye
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Margo. Thank
yeah,
you
he's got good energy. He's got really
yes,
good
did.
Energy. He just
yeah,
needs to step up to the plate now.
I was just sitting back and relaxing, man. I was just like, whoa. Because I was just getting so calm and relaxed with him.
Yeah.
You know how people's energies just shift you around?
Yes, okay. Very much so.
I'm going to give the call-in numbers again in case anybody just came on. This is Margo, Miss Margo. She's the bone reader. And you want to give your webpage out as well before I give
yep.
the call-in numbers?
It's actually thebonereader.com. You can also reach me at 877-BY-MARGO, BYMARGO. And like I said, I have clients all the way from Singapore, Germany, and just to call in if you have a quick question or send me an email, and that's what I'm here for.
Fantastic. And this is the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show with Kathy Cook. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, hello, you sound like Cassie.
Oh, my gosh. Is this who I think it is with the college buddies?
It could be.
you got special peeps out there, don't you, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I'm short, bald, and have an affinity for blue.
Oh, my gosh. Then I know who you are. You don't have to... This is Margo, my friend Margo.
Oh, I heard a lot about Margo.
Well, that's a
yeah.
good thing.
And it was all good.
Oh, I like that. I like that even better.
Yeah, my name is Don, and I was told to kind of give you a call and ask if you could see what's in my future.
Okay. Anything in particular that you want to pinpoint? Because it shows me 5 things, and you got a list of things around you.
Oh, wow. Well, let's start off with health.
Okay, one thing about health. It shows me that you have the council around you. The council means that high numbers, I like how you're starting to calm yourself down a lot more. Your blood pressure, cholesterol comes up a little bit high. You put a lot on your shoulders, so this means strong stress. It shows me all this is clearing up around you, that you're able to recenter yourself and not learning how to say no, I should say. The Ten of Wands is always in control and likes to be in control of things. Prosperity with money and finances, it shows me that that's fine. It's a balance. Another thing that comes up is the Four of Buffaloes. This is an idea that you are going after. It shows me in the workforce. It shows me very creativity. I love music and water sounds around you.
Wow, Dawn.
Yeah, that's pretty close to what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
I was kind of interested about the cholesterol by cholesterol.
Are we
tired
or what, huh?
Yeah.
You just read my read.
Yeah, I was wondering where you've seen me living in the next 6 months.
But I still see you in the same space. It won't be for another 8 to 9 months that actually that there's a movement around you. Then it shows me buying and selling. It's prolonged.
So you're saying I'm staying put for a while?
Just for a little while, and it's something is delaying it. There's a reason why it's delaying it. I don't know the reason why, but there's a. It comes up that there's a slight delay in movement.
Hmm. How long of a delay? A month? 2 months? 3 months?
It shows me within a month.
Okay.
Yep. I want to say actually 3 weeks. 3 week delay of movement. But then you're ready. Do you like to be in control?
Well, it'd be nice if I was, but I don't know. Most of the time I feel like a passenger on the back of the bus.
Well, even they have a pretty view.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on how you look on things. What outlook do you have for my love life?
It tells me that you have the wolf matriarch. The wolf matriarch is representing you and where you're standing at, learning how to allow people in. Energy shows me strengthening, actually, the relationship. You have the awakening. This means that you're ready. Always say, well, you cannot communicate. If you cannot communicate in the bedroom, you're not going to be able to communicate out of the bedroom. So spontaneity is coming up around you in love life.
The what is coming around my love life?
Spontaneity. Spontaneity. Yes.
I had to turn down the one on the computer screen.
Yeah. Okay. What was the last question?
Oh, yeah, there's a delay on the broadcast over the air.
Okay.
And I was getting the reverb, and I didn't get the thing on the spontaneity. I had to turn it down really quick.
Yes, spontaneity, the awakening. This is you. This represents you, that you're allowing more in, more energy in, and that it is ready. It is time. Strengthening relationship.
Okay. What do you see about me having children or possibly having children?
It shows me 2 children. One is yours and one is from another person. But there's 2 children.
Hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I thank you for letting me call.
Yeah, a lot of green around you. A lot of green. That means a lot of growth.
Okay.
Green aura around you.
Okay.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
That was great. Thank you, Margot. Thank you, Don, for calling.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tessie. Have a great night.
Thank you. You as well.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it shows me when you have, especially a green aura, a lot of growth and a lot of things that he is facing as challenges. He's ready for a lot of things now. Now he's just, like I said, stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, a lot of change in his life is what I got. I met him yesterday and told him about you through the MySpace. And,
okay.
And then I gave him a reading on Yahoo. So it was a long reading, but it was you gave him a lot more input. You know, differently than I did, because you read differently than I do, but the first part of it was like, oh my gosh, it was almost like the same thing, you know?
That's
but
beautiful.
I know it's beautiful the way that works. Now I'm going to give the call-in numbers. That's 877-876-5227. That's, and the USA and Canada numbers are 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222, and those are the call-in numbers. So, Margo, Ms.
What did you do all day, Kathy? That's what I want to know.
I got my hair cut, and I
did too.
Yeah, it's bouncy. And I went to the store, and I did a lot of work writing for my guest host that's going to be next week.
I redid some stuff in a book, and, you know, I did a little bit of work this morning and then took the afternoon off and then did some more work. I did two readings today, and that's the basics of my day.
Kathy, your day sounds just like mine. I got my hair trimmed, got about 2 inches cut off, and I had two readings.
I got cut.
And actually, I saw an old friend that I've known since third grade today.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was a blessing.
Wow. I saw a friend that was about 20 years of a friend. So that's pretty long. That's pretty awesome. We had a good, a lot of the same qualities in our day.
Yes, we did.
I played with Puppy Wuppy.
We're just best of friends, that's why.
No, no. And we've only talked, what, an hour, really long.
Right.
We've been together forever.
Yep, and this is our second time talking and everything, so that's great.
I know.
We're twins, I tell you.
I tell you what, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes,
and
yes.
It's just a blessing that you're here. I tried,
Thanks.
You know, I was going to visit while you were there this week. I almost had my plane ticket.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have loved that.
I know, but there's so many more opportunities for me to come up that way. So I was going to come and visit Medicine Walker and Kimberly and Bear Dragon Queen Tracy, but bless her heart, she got sick for all the festivities that are going on up that way and Dragon Horse Studios.
Yes, the open house is tomorrow from 6:30 into 9. We have, I always say, Jesus juice. We have wine and cheese that we're going to be serving, and Farrah Rose is going to be there with all her beautiful crystal jewelry and handmade jewelry that she just makes, and of course the artisans of Kim and Tracy, and then I will be there. And there's, I don't know if you've ever been to Dragon Horse Studio directly.
No, I haven't, but I've been asked many times to send my work, and I'm going to do that.
I've got
many pictures, so I'll view it, you know, through the photographs.
Yes. Once you walk into that place, you are totally relaxed, and it's surreal.
I watched it grow.
Yes.
It's just amazing. It's gorgeous. They are phenomenal.
They're expanding all the way in the back now. So they're.
I've heard.
Girlfriend, you got to get your artwork there.
I know. It's just so much to undo and do, you know, to get it printed out and to get it framed and get it out there, because I like to do it just right for those girls. They asked me to do it the first month they were open to be the artist of the opening, but I didn't do it.
Okay.
I'm going to get there.
It's coming. It's right. You're going to be there.
I know, and I'm going to be there in person to be there for them. So, anyway, how old were you when you started reading?
Actually, since I was a little girl, I've always been gifted, and I can remember things when I was about 9 months old, and I would always tell my
mother
and father. Okay, great.
And then we'll pick up. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just tuned into your show, and I'm not sure where to begin. I'm kind of overwhelmed in my life right now.
Well, Margo will be glad to help you.
Okay.
Do you have any certain question or anything like that, or do you want me to just go off general?
Well, maybe if you could just go in general, and then I could ask a question or two.
Sure. It shows me that you have, again, the Nine of Wolves is pulling up around you, that you are overwhelmed right now. It shows me that you are doing a healing process, taking a break from the world. It also shows me that there was a court date or something like that, and it was postponed or it's rescheduled around you.
Oh, God, you're so right.
I have the Wolf Patriarch. This is somebody I don't feel that you know that's coming up to your rescue, is trying to resolve issues. He's a little bit older. He's trying to help resolve issues. So he'll be coming in to be either like the negotiator or to re-go over information with you.
Okay.
Okay, now did you have a certain question or anything?
Well, I had quite a few major life events hit all at once.
Okay.
And the most recent one is the death of my mother on the 24th of April. And
and I don't mean to cut you off, but the one thing that she shows me is laughter. She has She is a smart-ass, sarcastic, facetious.
Yeah.
She is a joy. She doesn't want anybody worrying or stressing about her. She's on a brave quest, as she would call it. Yes, a brave quest. She knew what time she wanted to leave. She knew how she wanted to prepare for everything. So it shows me that she's on a brave quest for the next year. Usually, and as, you know, for my tribe and everything, I'm half Chippewa and half Aztec. The Indians believe that it takes a full year for the soul to reach creator. And within that year, she's picking up your worries, your problems, or visiting people and friends and taking their worries and problems to offer that to God, to creator, and saying, here you go. And then that's when God says, okay, the world hasn't ended yet. I still need your help, your assistance to either become an angel or to stay up here or to be a guide or to an animal spirit or to be reborn. But right now it shows me she's on a quest. I love her sense of humor.
She had an incredible sense of humor.
Yeah. That is, yeah. She just tells me right, you know, how it is, and she's a great laughter. That's what she just has around her.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm going through is a lot of financial trouble.
Okay.
Can you tell me anything about that?
Okay. Well, it shows me that things are kind of just going to be at a standstill. I don't know. I keep seeing this older man that's trying to help or assist or going through paperwork with you. It shows me the financials and everything are going to be just as they are for the next probably 8 months around you. I don't see any extra going out or extra coming in. God is always going to be providing for you. Debt is slowly being paid off. It doesn't show me nothing is going to be taken from you either, so not to worry that anything is going to be taken from you.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing is a property dispute.
Okay, is this that court date that I mentioned?
Probably, yes.
Okay. It's going to be resolved. Issues are going to be resolved immediately. This is coming up fast.
Yeah.
The dispute you're taking control over, and it's going to be in your favor.
Okay. And the other thing is, can you tell me anything about, like, as far as my romantic life goes?
Okay. You're the star woman. The star woman is actually a young, beautiful, naked woman who sits on a rock. This means that she's bringing back confidence, empowerment to self, and she is ready. It shows me that this healing time that you're going through, with this is only the next couple, like 2.5 months to 3 months, that you will be ready then. The shaman drum is beating. This man that comes is a little bit younger, that he's coming up to meet you. You do not know him yet.
So would this be like a life partner, or?
He wants to be a life partner. That choice will be up to you. It shows me it's very nurturing,
yeah,
mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. He's very consoling. He respects your emotions,
mm-hmm,
and you respect his.
Okay.
That's great. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You go get him, Chica.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I just went up to the computer and people are asking for the call-in numbers. The call-in numbers are USA and Canada. This person's from Canada. Is 888-815-9756. The USA toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And, Margo, can you do a little bit of talking while I tell
these people? Sure can. We were on the story about how you said that if I knew when I knew my gift and everything. And since I'm known as a shaman, a spiritualist, and since I was a little girl, like I said, I've always been, I just knew insight. I knew where I was to be at, what my calling is, and I would get dreams and visions, and they would come true. And I always tell everybody, I don't know everything. I'm not a mind reader. These are just visions that I see when I see spirits walking next to people or transformations around next to people. I do a lot of home walkthroughs, too, with ghosts and stuff like that. So this is all I've been doing since, and I'm 42 years old now.
Are you sure you're a twin?
Pardon me?
I said you sound like my twin.
I do have a twin sister, and her gift is cooking. Now, mine is a carryout, so, you know, mine is a little bit different. I know how to place a carryout or to-go order, but, you know, yes, we probably are twins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the twins.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Coffee Bean Queen is trying to get through, but she's having a hard time getting through.
Okay.
Lorana.
Well, people can also visit my website and everything. It's the, T-H-E. Bone, like dog bone, B-O-N-E, reader, R-E-A-D-E-R.com. And there's all the information, what I do and where I speak at and everything, and right on my website and stuff. And about the World of One, the holistic healing of Michigan. The huge expo, yes.
That is amazing. You have just really done well. You have gotten out there and done it, girl.
Well, you know, it's just really trusting, and at times, you know, I'm going out and blind faith in what I do and everything, but it's
you're getting out and walking your talk.
Yeah, you know, this is, and everybody has that gift. Everyone has that gift. If you want to do it, it's really, you can't just pray for it. You got to go ahead and do it. Like I always tell the people, I'm a chunky girl. I'm a, you know, I always say I'm a buff. I used to be a size 12, but I'm a little bit bigger than a size 12, a size 18 now. But when I'm praying to God and saying, God, help me lose weight, God's going to say, Marco, I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give it to you. But you got to show me you want it. You got to get your fat little caboose to the gym and exercise and show me you
but
want it.
But you know what? I love the way I look now. I've always been skinny, and I've always been teeny weeny. And this medicine for my heart has caused me to gain weight, and it's fun.
I've always loved who I am, my size, my hair, everything. So I've never had any problems about loving myself. It was about really getting to a more comfortable with self. If I enjoy exercising, I do. And afterwards, if I want an ice cream, damn it, I'm going to eat it. And it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
We've got about... We've got about 7 minutes left, so we've got enough for one more call in. If not, you can pick up. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, that I am.
Is this Coffee Beanie Weenie Queen 21?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, long time no hear.
Long time.
Oh my God!
Oh, my brother.
I call her 21. This is my girlfriend 21.
21.
21.
Kids Coffee Bean Queen.
11-11, yeah.
For 11-11. We said, why is 11-11 not called 21?
I don't know what made me log on. I haven't been in Messenger all day, and then I've seen your status.
My status is about the Bone Raider,
yeah. About the show.
Yeah, you've got about a 6-minute read here.
Oh.
With Miss Margo, so go for it, Miss Margo, and
you have
Miss Coffee Bean Queen.
No, I've got no questions, just a general.
Well, it shows me the other Ten of Bears. This means that family is actually starting to pull back together and being more helpful with one another, especially in 2010, compromising, willing to work things out. It shows me the Wolf Maiden, which represents you, great imagination, a caregiver. You know your limitations and your boundaries with people. You know, say it, this is what I expect, this is what I don't expect, and that you're not just out for yourself. It shows me numbness and feetness that comes up to the knees. Tender hands come up around you also. meticulous or detailed work. You get a little anal and picky about things, but that's okay. You're set in your ways, and it's fine with you. A lot of layers in clothing also around you at times.
Yes.
Yes. That means protection.
Yes.
Yes. Anything else?
Well, a compromise, Bright.
Hi.
Can Bright hear this? I'm reconciliating, eh?
Yes.
We're moving back in together, yeah?
Yeah.
I am reconciliating, yes, and a lot of that, yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Bingo.
Bingo. Ding, ding, ding. 21.
Bingo. Yeah, really? I just called in for confirmation. I said, okay, God, what's going on? And I heard, I was listening with my headset on the computer before I phoned in, and I said, I was listening to what you said about losing weight. You see, I was 360 pounds. I'm down to 145.
Oh, my God.
14 years. And you've got to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
You've got to ask the God to lead you, angels to lead you, white light surround me, fill me.
Believe it or not, Coffee Bean did my makeup through the internet for the wedding.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, we've got a close group of friends.
All energy,
a lot of
baby.
Us, but we call each other sisters.
Yes, it's all energy.
We are close.
Well, I'm not going to tie up your line, ladies.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much.
You take care.
You
love
too.
Girl.
Migowitch, hello.
Take care, Ness. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Miss Kathy, you have a wonderful support. They just love you. That's great.
Oh, thank you so much. I just love them as well.
It's nice to see that out in the world. Yeah.
I'm blessed beyond measure. Here at home and my family and my circle of friends here, as well as the Was Club and all and through the internet and just beyond, you know, and BBS Radio and...
Yeah. You're one small seed that's just growing, sister.
Emma, I am growing. I feel it. I feel that I've just got this growth spurt going on.
I like that.
Yeah. I planted new seeds. I'm like a windblown dandelion that's blown throughout a destination, parts planted and parts in search for a new beginning to unfold.
Yes, yes.
And parts not sure where the landing will be, but just blowing.
Right, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Man, it's been a great session. We've got about 3 minutes left. Anything you can in there?
Well, you know, I want to talk about the World of One Healthy Holistic Expo for nutrition and just about your body, mind, and soul. And, like, again, I'm holding it. I rent out the 110,000-square-foot auditorium building from Michigan and just believing in a vision. And, you know, and taking any vendors and any people that want to come and speak about Greenpeace and just acknowledging and giving knowledge to other people and strangers. So definitely view my website and everything. It's all the information's on there, applications and stuff, but it's thebonereader.com. You can also reach me at 877-BY-MARGO, BYMARGO. And if you just want to shoot me an email, say hi-de-ho or... You know, I have a quick question. It's free, and, you know, do so. That's what I'm here for. So I just thank God and the heavens and the earth and all the fairies and every ounce of energy out there just to allow me to be who I am, just to be.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And good, I want to say good luck, but you don't need luck because you've got it going on, girl, and those vendors are just going to come flopping to you.
Yes, yes.
I just know it and feel it, because if we know it and feel it, then that's it, you know?
Yes.
People a lot of times say, I hope and I believe, but the knowing is where it's all about. The knowing.
Yeah, and I'm trying to raise money for breast cancer awareness for the Chippewa Indian tribe. Just, there's a lot of women, people, men that just do not have insurance and stuff like that, and, you know, it's a goal of mine, and to have it every year, and to give it to such a great cause to help one another out.
Wow. Well, we got 1 minute. I'm counting down to the minutes because we've got other shows behind us. I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show, and I know you'll be back on the show again. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And next week we have Francine Silverman, who's going to be talking about radio, and she's got the upcoming book, Radio Wants You. And so she is going to be on next week's show. And Margo, thank you so much. And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and Margo, the Bone Reader, over and out.